from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What should have been a great night for Jordan Mason, the running back for the San Francisco 49ers. 28 carries, 147 yards, and a touchdown. It ended on a sour note for him, and I think he got let down. At the end of the game, here he is on the field with Lisa Salters.
When did you find out that you were going to be starting?
When did I find out? Maybe Friday night, you know, something like that. I was always prepared. I mean, we went through training camp. You know, I was RB1 at training camp, so, you know, just been preparing from there and just, you know.
You caught on.
There was a lot of people that immediately after that interview went, uh-oh, he's in some trouble. And this is where he was let down. Christian McCaffrey was listed as questionable over the weekend on the scouting report or on the injury report. He was ruled out officially yesterday afternoon. When Jordan Mason says he found out Friday he was going to be the starter, that means San Francisco lied on the injury report, which is a big no-no because of billions of dollars that are gambled on the NFL every year. And that is one thing, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Are bet every single week on the NFL.
So,
especially a Monday night football game. This is why injury reports exist. It's not just like pulling one over on your opponent. It is to make sure things are on the up and up on the gambling side.
Yeah, now. Vegas knows everything they need to know. So when you play Monday night, is that the same like final injury report deadline as if you played on a Sunday? Like it's Friday afternoon, that final deadline, whether you play Sunday or Monday?
Yeah, but one of the big things is if he knew he was going to be the starter on Friday, why did they rule him out? Why didn't they rule him
Maybe
out?
Maybe it was after they released.
There is going to be some wiggle room here.
Yeah,
in that, you know, San Francisco is going to be saying, well, we thought we put him in as a starting running back on Friday because, you know, Christian McCaffrey was questionable. You know, he was a 50-50 chance at playing as of, you know, Friday. And so he did run with R1s.
Yeah.
And they're going to probably get away with it, but they're going to be under the watchful eye. What I felt bad for was that was on the field with Lisa Salters after he went into the post-game press conference, and it ruined his day.
When did you find out that you'd be in the starting lineup?
That question right there is why I'm at. That's why I don't like really talking to media, because you say one thing wrong, and then, you know, I don't know. Just skip that question.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, this is where
he got put in a bad spot by the team.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did, because you got to be briefed on it. Like, he was on cloud nine after the game, and he should have been.
Yeah.
And then Kyle Shanahan, after the game, had to do some damage control.
I'm saying that's amazing. That person must be God, because we just found out he wasn't playing today, and I have no idea how he's going to feel tomorrow or the next day. I thought he was playing this whole week until today.
Nah, that's not true, because your running back just said that he found out on Friday he was going to be the starter.
Yeah.
And this is where he got caught up. I think if the question was, did he feel like he was going to be the starter on Friday? If Christian McCaffrey is limited or not practicing, yeah, probably.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
He probably felt like he was going to be the starter on that day. And this is why it's going to be really hard for the NFL to prove, but they can still slap a fine on the team. The thing that I hate out of all this, I don't care that the Niners knew that Christian McCaffrey wasn't going to be out. Probably a lot of fantasy owners did. Yeah, probably a lot of gamblers did.
Yeah.
But what I care about is you didn't brief Jordan Mason that, hey, even though you ran with the ones,
yeah,
Christian McCaffrey is going to be our starter. You got to kind of button that thing up.
Yeah.
Well, this is a learning experience. It just sucks. It ruined his day.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, he's not used to that kind of spotlight on him, you know,
yep.
he's not used to being that guy up there at the presser or in the scrum. And yeah, so you gotta help prepare him a little bit.
Yeah.
You hung him out to dry.
Yeah. It's an awful way and you hear it. Like he was like choking up.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he got MF'd and he was like, oh no, this sucks. You misspeak once.
Yeah.
You say, I felt like, if he would have said, I felt like I had a good chance at starting on Friday and I didn't find out till today, nobody blinks at this.
Right.
But question was, when did you find out you were starting? And Lisa Salters is going for the, like, an hour before a kickoff, just like everybody else.
Right.
Wrong.
Yeah.
He goes Friday.
Yeah.
And everybody's perks up their attention because then you have this whole cloud surrounding the 49ers.
And Shanahan basically going, I didn't tell him. Maybe somebody else made him believe that, but I didn't tell him.
No.
Yeah.
You thought Christian McCaffrey was going to play all week long, huh? Even though he didn't practice most of last week.
Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
They won 32-19. Turns out, didn't need Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
Now all of New York is freaking out because their defensive-minded head coach's defense got gashed for 180 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
And 401 yards of total offense.
See, but I was led to believe that Aaron Rodgers was going to be the difference between what happened last year and a Super Bowl this year. That's what I heard all offseason.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Dang.
Sorry. Yeah. That one just always baffled me.
Oh, man. I feel bad for Jordan Mason.
Yes.
I feel bad for him because that should have been an awesome night for him. He should have gone and just partied his balls off, gotten treated like a king in San Francisco for a night.
Yep.
And as it was, he ended up tearing up on the podium because the team let him down and he misspoke a little bit, too. Yeah.
And instead of going out and partying, he probably went home and drank by himself.
I don't think that happened.
No?
I bet they cheered him up. I bet they cheered him up a little bit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!